Hello, I'm AJ, also known as AJ Comics, iComics, AJ Comics 2. I've had many names across the internet, and for the first time, I decided to kind of step back in time in terms of what's happened on the internet and try out podcasting. I started out on YouTube, which is about 30 steps ahead of podcasting in terms of what happened on the internet first, but hey, why not? And this isn't going to be a very long podcast. This is mostly a test, if anything, but I am going to try and put some content here. So, let me talk about something that really bothers me. Fingerprints. Yes, we can use them to, track things, which is nice and all, but I don't like them when they get all over my electronics. They'll get all over my PSP. They get all over my netbook. They get all over my screen. It's annoying, and I cannot stand it. And even if I polish it, even if I try to polish it with a lint-free cloth, it usually ends up just smearing it. There's almost no way to get rid of these fingerprints, at least not efficiently. It's making me wish I could find some kind of way to easily prevent fingerprints. Usually, the best way to prevent fingerprints is to get something that has a certain kind of finish, so fingerprints don't really show up on it, if at all. But not very many electronics today are made like that, unfortunately. So I have to deal with fingerprints, fingerprints, fingerprints. And it drives me crazy. I don't even know who invented fingerprints, because I really want to punch them in the face. It's not cool. Fingerprints are not cool. They're generally annoying. Let's see, what else do we have here as far as a starting podcast goes? Well, as far as things I like, though, I do like virtual machines. In case you wonder what a virtual machine is, it is a program on the computer that allows you to run multiple operating systems at once. Which is really useful if you don't feel like rebooting your computer in order to boot into another partition or anything like that. Now, I do dual boot Ubuntu 8.10 or 9.4? Yeah, 9.04. I haven't updated lately, but it's 9.04. That's the version of Ubuntu I'm using. And I also have Windows 7 and Windows Vista Home Premium. Those are my three different operating systems I try boot. But I also like to use virtual machines in case I don't feel like booting out in order to, bring up another operating system. Instead, I can just, if I want to do something really quick that I could only do on Linux, then I'll just bring up, say, damn small Linux or even Ubuntu 8.04 in order to do that thing without having to completely exit Windows, which is really convenient. Virtual machines are free, even if you know where to look. You can get one called VirtualBox that's absolutely free. And it's on every single OS out there. It's on Linux, it's on Windows, it's on Mac. So if you want an easy to use virtual machine, I really do recommend VirtualBox. It's at virtual. Well, let me check. Let me think. It was at. Box. It was at. Yes, virtualbox.org. That is virtualbox.org. So if you would like to get a really cool way to run multiple OSs on your computer, which you can really brag about to anyone else who's even slightly nerdy. Like, anyone slightly nerdy is like, how do you do that? If they aren't that well versed in software, then they will. This is a good way to kind of just show off, but also it's generally just useful if you want to actually get more than one thing done. You can't do it without running multiple operating systems. Really good if you only have one computer as well, and you want to be able to run multiple operating systems without constantly booting out, like I said. So yes, approval, I give approval, that is, to virtual machines. And that would be all for this podcast today. Thank you.